Hello there, you lovely people. I'm Ben.
Hello, I'm Anastasia.
And you're watching Nevermind the Rumour Mill.
On Wednesday, April the 27th.
So this, if you haven't seen us before, why haven't you seen us before? We're the show where we trawl through all the crypto columns, the babble with we babble with our little birdies, and basically bring you all the blockchain business you could ever need in less than 10 minutes.
Usually.
Well, I mean, come on, I try my best to edit it down as best I can. Coming up today, we have got a coin which could go 5,400% up, according to one industry expert. I try to make sense of what Bitcoin has and might do by listening to some other industry experts. We track our TradeView competition coins, which we've been doing all of last week and this week. We've got some news and some really wacky rumors coming out of US lawmakers. And there's news about a huge airdrop. So I think we're going to be tracking some more airdrops going forward. And we've got more than that, of course.
But first, if you're watching this show because you like our style or you want to go and do your own research based on the gossips that we bring you, then hit like and subscribe on our channel, please. But if you're looking for financial advice, then...
Well, yeah, you're in the wrong part of town, amigo. There ain't no financial advice here. No, never. No, nay, never. Right, so what's occurring, Mr. Bitcoin, sir? Mr. Bitcoin, what are you doing? What are you doing, eh? What are you doing? So Bitcoin is under 40 again. Sorry, it's pretty much doing what we've been doing for the past 2 weeks. Come on, Bitcoin, make up your mind, but hopefully in the right direction. Possibly some rumors which may take it that way. I'm seeing Bitcoin ETFs are adding large amounts of Bitcoin as data hints that investors want to buy the dip. Buy the fucking dip. Bitcoin is less risky than bonds, claims MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor. Of course he claims that. And there are more countries. Central African Republic are introducing Bitcoin as legal tender. I mean, come on, reasons to be bullish, folks. It's huge. So let's have a look at, I teased you, didn't I? 5,400% coin we've got.
Yeah,
that's huge figures, isn't it? Well, it's Ethereum, apparently. And I apologise, maybe I was pulling your chain a little bit. The industry expert was Cathy Wood. So we have to take this with a pinch of salt, because I wouldn't take her financial advice if you paid me. Let's see what I did there. Ethereum's looking all right. It's copying Bitcoin. It's hovering above 2.8, thankfully, still. We did say a while back 2.8 would be the end of the world. Right, back to our trade view coins. We've got Everstale, which is continuing its kind of sideways movement since its big pump over the past week or so. Solana is just kind of staying the right side of green still. Avalanche has had quite a bit of good news coming out lately, and I mean, it's short-term trending. Taking a look at Luna, Terra, they've had some good news, but they've Bart Simpsoned on us this week, so hey, that was fun. And wrapping, last one in the contest, the TradeView competition to win some stuff over there, if you can predict this stuff. Polkadot, looking like they're bouncing off the floor.
I have some quick gossips for you. The first one is Axie is no longer a play-to-earn game, says creators, making it, well, just a game now, I suppose. Popular no-coiner fantasy sports site Thrive are now accepting 5 top crypto coins. Welcome to the dark side, Thrive.
One of us.
Well, the one I really like, football legend Ronaldinho, has teamed up with decentralized exchange pools to produce his own cryptocurrency, right? RON.
Ron. What else was Ron. He going to call it, really? Dino doesn't quite have the same ring to it, does it?
Yeah. The official Instagram account of NFT collection Bored Ape Yacht Club, BAYC, was confirmed to have been hacked on Monday, allowing more than a dozen NFTs to be stolen.
Yeah, bananas.
Yeah, one more. One more. Mysterious whale accumulates another 344 billion Shiba Inu. Now 6.1 trillion of ships.
That's a lot of Sheba. Sheba. I don't know.
Sheba.
Is it Sheba or is it Sheba?
Who knows? Trillions of Shebas.
Well, yeah. I mean, there were some very good quickfire things. Big stories today then, Anastasia. Are you feeling optimistic?
Nah.
Fair enough. You're supposed to be the happy-go-lucky one here. Well, anyway, Vitalik, our friend, our half-man, half-insect friend, Vitalik Buterin, is feeling very optimistic today. He's been tweeting about how the Optimism DAO is the most important non-token-centered DAO yet.
Not bad. Well, if someone's not sure what a non-token DAO is, then let me explain. Optimism says it will run with two houses. Token house is, shock, a token. It's being airdropped to certain Ethereum addresses with jump through their hoops. Access to citizen house is granted via NFT holding and is not transferable, so not really fungible. But these citizens stop enhanced votes being gobbled by whales, unless they sell the wallet itself.
Well, I mean, noble intentions and all. Fingers crossed the system is robust enough to resist a rug pull. Because segueing nicely to our next story, which, God, that's a bit of a shocker to me, this one, Anastasia. The state of New York are making laws, their suits and ties, and, you know, getting together to make rug pulls illegal.
Right. You mean it wasn't illegal to make promise fire returns and steal people's money before now?
Well, apparently not. I mean, when real life is kind of funnier and crazier than any stupid joke I can write, yeah, I suppose. Time to move on to the next story, if that's it on that.
Well, I found this bit of gossip brewing.
Ooh.
Apparently, blockheads of Minecraft don't like blockheads with NFTs.
You sent me the link. Minecraft developers have urged game studios not to succumb to the hype around NFT, which... the creators of Minecraft video game have invited all their developers to make a commitment not to create games that promote artificial scarcity. I mean, personally, I'm a bit disappointed, you know, with Minecraft.
Me too.
Yeah, it seems pretty backwards thinking. I mean, I know some of the guys at Broxis worked quite hard on the Evercraft, I think they called it, extension. So there is a lot of potential there as well. Seems crazy. So, moving into just a bit of a feel-good final thing for you. I've been trawling Twitter, as I spend most of my life doing, sadly. You know,
okay.
What else do you think I do in this little corner? And as I'm sure, well, we told you last time, but as I'm sure you've all seen, Mr. Musk has been... Well, he bought Twitter. He bought our free speech for us. Thank you, Mr. Musk, our new overlord.
Oh, really?
I thought we could wrap up by going through some of the best one-liners and tweets.
So thank you very much, everyone. Thank you very much, my best co-host, Ben. But remember, guys, as infotaining as we are still not financial. Enjoyed the show, please subscribe and like the video. Thank you very much.
Yes, and there's a new episode of Actual Nevermind the Shitcoins, which I'll be recording tomorrow morning, so it'll be ready over the weekend. All I look forward to that.
Looking forward.